House Bill 1262, an act to provide a partial exemption to the assessment of certain power generation facilities for property tax purposes.
House Bill 1262, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Roush, I do appreciate the fine voice.
Could you hear me from way back here?
Yes, I did.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
You're welcome.
I have great news. I think we're making some huge steps forward in our state in trying to recruit major industry, big projects. And House Bill 1262 will continue that process, and maybe as a fruition of a lot of efforts that have been done in the last couple of years to create an environment in which we can now compete with our neighboring states for projects such as power plants. We've all heard of Big Stone 2 and the possibility of another project coming to this state. But one of their major concerns was that we needed to create an environment in which was a little more competitive so that they would be able to go to their ownership and sell the merits of locating here versus another location. That's what this bill does. It allows some incentives in there for these big projects so that they can use their capital to invest it in the size of their project and then use the project itself to help us in meeting the needs of our financial burdens in our state through taxes and other fees and dues. Although we are conceding some of those up front, the size of these projects will generate for our state on a regular basis some $4.7 million a year alone in the Big Stone 2 project. It'll also bring into this state, now we always have this FTE thing, it really kind of bothers us, but this is a time when we can have a private industry bring in FTEs. And during the construction phase of this project, they may bring in some 2,550 FTE positions that'll surround an area of about four counties up in the northeast corner of our state. The revenue that they will spend locally and purchasing materials to build this $1 billion plant, the salaries that go along with that will be somewhere in the neighborhood of $788 million. I could go on and on about the benefits of this project, but I know we've worked hard these last few days, and I would just appreciate your support on House Bill 1262 in the name of progress for our state. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Roush. Are there any further remarks? Representative Frost.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak to the body?
Permission granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, House Bill 1262 is a bill that will surely have a huge impact on the state of South Dakota. This is the first of a series of three bills that the governor has brought forth, and he and the folks that have worked on this are to be commended for the work they have done. Their vision of what the future could be is very clear. As many of you know, my former life was in the utility business, and I worked for one of the companies that was an original partner in Big Stone One. In fact, I had the opportunity to work at the open house and give tours of the plant when it opened. I'm looking forward to the second plant being built and hope that I'm able to tour that one also. It's been approximately 30 years since Big Stone was built, and now we have a chance that we might even get two of these plants about the same size in our state. That will provide high-paying jobs and good community citizens that will work and invest in our state. After these plants are built, it may be another 30 years or longer even before other plants are built. The economic impact of our state is in the billions of dollars, and we don't even have a clue as to what the spinoff of other businesses might be. We saw an ethanol plant built next to Big Stone One. We've seen recycling of tires as a business in Groton that hauls ground rubber and is burned in the plant. This is just two examples, and there are several more out there. This could be the beginning of several businesses that we can't imagine at this time, and economic development is what we need to help sustain kids here at home. While the bills that we passed last year for the National Science Foundation and trying to convert the Homestake Mine to a national science lab could be a huge deal for the state, the power plant and the jobs they create will probably happen sooner, and we know we will have a significant impact. I urge your support of House Bill 1262, and let's move South Dakota forward, folks. Thank you for the thanks to body.
Thank you, Representative Frost. Are there any further remarks? Representative Street.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the body. I urge your support of this bill and this industry. This is a growth industry for South Dakota, and we need growth industries in this state. We have seen Big Stone One. It's my neighbor. It's 20 miles to the north of me. They are great people. They are great neighbors. We have an ethanol plant connected to them, and that is our energy source for our process. We buy energy from them. Not only do we have a chance for Big Stone 2, we have a chance for another power plant in this state. This bill and the ones that follow lay the groundwork for that. They also lay the groundwork for transmission lines that lead to another industry, and that is wind power. Wind power needs these plants. It needs this industry. They go hand in hand. I urge your support. Thank you very much.
Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I stand too in support of 1262. Not only will this help reduce taxes in the communities that they're moving into, because they will pay a larger portion of tax than any home will, it will help reduce some of the taxes for local communities. But I have a dream for something like this to help us start a process of building the kind of plants in this state to produce power. We sit in an absolutely perfect place in this country to be able to take our ability to generate power and ship it both ways. We can go east or west because we're in the middle of the grids. If this will help us get the electricity started, if we could then get some power over on the river, maybe a nuclear plant at each dam, we could sit here in this state producing enough power that we could put all the wind in the world here and have all the lines to do it, because if we had that kind of power, they'll build the lines. It's kind of like, if we build it, they will come. If we build it, they'll build the lines. If we build it and we've got the power here, we can also do the wind. We can also turn around and look at the companies that will come in, because we have the energy available to take care of all of their needs, regardless of the kind of companies they are. I can see so much positive things coming from this that I just feel like this is a chance for South Dakota to really start to grow, to really be a source for everybody. I even think about the time that the wind's blowing and nobody's using the power. The wind generation could pump the water back up over the dam so we could reuse the water. I'm thinking about everything you can do with it, because I think we have the best kind of power in this state, and we don't utilize enough of it. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Wick. Are there any further remarks? Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, my remarks will be brief, but I think they need to be made more for probably the listening audience on the internet. As they follow the progress of these three bills that make Big Stone 2 happen and possibly other power plants happen in this state. This is not a quick process that we've gone through here. It may appear to be if you started listening yesterday to hear these things on the internet in the State Affairs Committee. But this process actually started over a year ago for many of us who've been following it through. And from the governor's office to the industries that are involved, to the local taxpayers and the local county, they've worked together long and hard. Many people from this body have actually toured the Big Stone plant to get an idea of what we're talking about adding on there. So for the people from South Dakota who are listening in, we are doing our due diligence to make sure that this is done right. Even if it appears we are moving fast, we have done it cautiously and properly, and I urge you to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Hargens. Are there any further remarks? Representative Dykstra.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. As Representative Hargens says, this is not the beginning of this process, but neither is it the end. I think it's important for us to understand that this is the first of three bills this body will consider that will deal with this particular project and lay in the groundwork for projects to come. I think we need to understand this in the context of what can be. In South Dakota today, we have a great debate raging about how we can become an energy exporting state, how we can use our resources, our land, our people to generate power for other parts of the country and use that to leverage more development and more business in South Dakota. Today, we are part of a task force that is working to evaluate and to develop an energy policy for the state of South Dakota. The governor is leading that effort through his staff and through members of this body who serve on that task force. This bill and this project are the first steps along that road, and we need to get behind it and work as hard as we can to make sure that we realize the full potential of energy in this state. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Dykstra. Are there any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1262. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote.
Michaels votes aye.
Representative Rausch. Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like the House to join me in welcoming my wife, Paula Miles Rausch, to our House chambers this afternoon.
Welcome, Paula.
Representative Peters. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 61, nays 3, excused 6.
House Bill 1262, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.